And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics
is hectic.
We are doing a cover of one of the biggest news, I guess. I think everyone on the 8th of September, everyone was watching the news.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
The other time that the news was as big as this was in Nelson Mandela died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. And the other time was when Princess Diana died.
Well, I wasn't alive, was I? When did she die?
97.
Okay, I was very.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah, you guys must be careful when you argue with me. Like you did last week. Because
I almost didn't make it. Almost.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
Yeah, but that was huge. No, it was huge.
Actually.
When that happened, that was huge.
I can imagine. People still speak about it.
Hey?
People still. It's still a big thing.
Yeah, but people will be speaking about this.
4 years to come.
What's it, 25 years?
We almost had a mini debate with Gigs last week about the death of Princess Diana, me and her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is me right along, because Black Knight just debates everything.
We are speaking about the death. Well, not the death. We are speaking about Queen Elizabeth II, who recently passed away on the 8th of September. And I know the moment we heard the news, literally my whole household was watching the news, and then we started debating about everyone. People stood on different sides. Some stood on the fact that she was an amazing ruler, and then the other half of my family was like, nah, she wasn't an amazing ruler. So there was a lot of debating that happened that night when we found out at home, and that is what we're going to be speaking about. Some people...
Sorry, those who said she wasn't an amazing ruler, but they're saying she was a protector.
Mm. Wow. That is such a... my gosh, that was a dead joke. There was if you didn't catch it, it's okay.
It took 2 seconds for me to catch that.
Anyways, just like my family was confused about what type of ruler she is, there is a lot of speculation going out there with Queen Elizabeth of whether or not she was Christian or whether or not she was satanic, and then obviously whether she was a good ruler, the whole colonialism thing, and all of these things. That is what we're going to be speaking about.
Some people said she was lizard.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it goes deep, man. It goes deep.
Julius Malema.
Yeah, I was about to say that Julius Malema made a statement, made a very long speech about her passing and those that are mourning her passing and stuff. So that's what we're going to be speaking about. Pastor Gavin, do you want to give more briefly?
Well, can I just say, I'm really sorry. Julius Malema is always funny. I just want to say that.
Wow. Yeah, he said that if you're celebrating Queen Elizabeth, then you're celebrating colonialism. Yeah. Or if you're mourning Queen Elizabeth, you're celebrating colonialism.
It's very funny.
And, you know, at the end of the day, when I sit down and I listen to a guy like that, And I think about him, he is a Marxist, Leninist, Fadupian or whatever they call him. And Marxist Leninism is colonialism. Mm. I mean, they colonize the world.
That is core.
Yeah, it's a colonialist program.
Yes.
So, you know, as much of a colonialist as the Queen may have been, The reality is, it's nothing compared to the Marxists.
True.
She never took over as many countries as socialism. Mm. And what system is most of Europe under right now? They're under socialism. Mm. So when you come and you put yourself in the position whereby, you know, you you promote socialism, you're promoting the ideology that runs Europe today.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're a colonialist. So we should put Julius on a ship, put him in one of those ancient British uniforms, and then he should go to Parliament with that.
Yeah.
It's deep. That is what we're going
to
be speaking about.
Well, how did socialism get to South Africa? Via ships.
Oh, wow.
So the one ship sent the diamonds back to Britain, and the other ship sent socialism to South Africa.
It's funny. Literally, that's what happened.
Crazy. I'm actually thinking about my brother. My brother did history when he was in high school, and one of the ways that he used to study history, on YouTube, there's a, I don't know what they're called, but History in 5 Minutes. So you can search
any.
Yeah, Simplified. It's actually called Simplified. Yeah. And I'm just, as you said, one ship went with the diamonds and one ship came with socialism. I literally just pictured that whole YouTube
whole
video.
And then the ship coming back. And then that's your
crazy.
History, guys.
Yeah, no. That is what we're going to be speaking about. I know we sidetracked, but that is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be quite hot, as always, because this is the political show. Right here on Active FM, where Christ Politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM, the Netflix of radio. But better.
So we are speaking about Queen Elizabeth II. And we are basically looking at two aspects of it, whether or not she was Christian or whether or not she was satanic. And we're also looking at what Julius Malema basically said about Queen Elizabeth. So we're going to start with our infamous Julius Malema here in South Africa. And this is what he said. This is by EWN News, and the headline is Malema: by mourning Queen Elizabeth II, you are celebrating colonialism. Economic freedom fighters leader Julius Malema likened expressing sympathy for the British royal family to celebrating colonialism as crowds cheer and welcome their new British King, Charles III, at Buckingham Palace in the wake of Queen Elizabeth II's passing. More South Africans have been reacting to her death. Economic freedom fighters leader Julius Malema likened... Malema addressed a rally outside the office of the public protector on Friday, which was last week Friday. And he said Queen Elizabeth, who was affectionately known to her family and close friends as Lilibet, died at Balmoral Castle in Scotland at the age of 96. Malema formed part of opposition political party leaders who marched on the office of the public protector demanding the release of a report into allegations of criminality by President Cyril Ramaphosa related to the burglary at Palapala. Malema, who gave the longest speech at the demonstration, lashed out at the late British monarch. By mourning and praising the Queen, you are celebrating colonialism. You are no different from Helen Zille. Malema said the British royal family was good for nothing, while urging the United Kingdom prioritize reparations to its former colonies.
I'd like to interrupt. What does good for nothing mean?
Yeah, that's deep. That's very hectic thing to say about the monarch.
Can I be honest? Can I repent you?
Yeah.
When I was young, I used to say that about the British royal family.
Yeah.
So I used to be like a white Julius Malema.
Hectic.
But I remember then the one time there was a guy who had actually grown up in England and moved to South Africa late in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on a course to become computer programmers. And he then debated with me. And he mentioned something which I then went and did some research into and found out it was true. For Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Britain spends a lot of money on the royal family, right?
Yeah.
Now, my views were influenced by a band named Depeche Mode in the 1980s. who had this song, you know, this kid's going home hungry, this kid died in a war, da-da-da-da, princess dies wearing a new dress. So every verse ended with princess dies. All these terrible things are happening, princess dies wearing a new dress. So I had that view, okay? And then this guy said, if you look at how much revenue Britain makes from the royal family, how many people tour Britain specifically, go look at the palaces and all of that. How many people, most people who go to Britain will buy memorabilia.
Yeah.
Like little plates and cups and all sorts of things like that with like the monarch's picture on and, you know, all these sorts of things. So how much income would Britain lose if they never had the royal family?
Mm.
The amount is huge. How many people from all around the world are going to be traveling to United Kingdom right now to go to the funeral? So if you say they're good for nothing, that means they're not good for Britain because they're good for nothing.
Sure.
All right. And they've really never done anything good for South Africa. Are we sure about that? Are we sure about that? I mean, we know that they've done bad stuff. And the other thing that I'd like to also put to Comrade Julius, who was the first country in the world to abolish slavery? I mean, Britain, everyone's saying they must pay. I mean, even in America, these idiots are saying they must pay reparations for slavery. But who was the first government in the world that outlawed slavery? It was the British government. There was a member of parliament, William Wilberforce, who fought a battle, and he won the battle 3 days before he died. That they passed a law outlawing the abolition of slavery in the early 1800s. Can Julius show me which other country ever did that? Which black African country outlawed slavery prior to the British? Who dealt a serious blow to the slave trade? Britain.
Yeah.
Because they used to use British ships.
Yeah.
So black people in North, West and Central Africa would steal black people. And you know they'd sell them to gigs.
Who? To the British?
No, they'd sell them to Arabs.
Oh. Sorry.
Then the Arabs would take them to a seaside port.
Clearly didn't do history.
Yeah, and they'd sell them to white people.
Sure.
King Kong.
And then they would use British ships to transport them across to America. So when they outlawed slavery first, and then further, they outlawed any British ships being used to transport slaves.
Sure.
They did huge damage to the slave trade when they did that.
And that was in her reign?
No. She wasn't alive in the 1800s.
Okay. No, she was born in 1929.
We're talking the 1800s, yeah.
29. Like was it 1834
something okay. that the body slavery.
I'm just checking. I don't know. My goodness gracious me.
Queen Elizabeth was old, but she wasn't that old. You know what I mean? So, she wasn't like 150.
But I say that statement with a question mark at the end.
No, well, I mean, what she also oversaw was giving independence. A lot of the countries that are now part of the Commonwealth were actually granted independence during her reign.
Yeah.
And they formed the Commonwealth, which is supposed to be more based on friendship. So you might debate that. I mean, we're a republic. We're part of the Commonwealth, but we're a republic. So nothing he has done for the crown.
Mm-mm.
You know, you don't have His Majesty's crown, you know, prosecution here.
Mm.
Like in Australia, you do. In Canada, you do. We don't do anything here in the name of the king. So, you know, so Julius never fought for the end of slavery.
Mm.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of slavery in the world today. I don't think I'm fighting to stop it.
Not even slavery.
No,
right now it's not slavery. Even fighting stuff.
The big issue about the UK is one is our minerals. They're robbing us blind.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
we can't fight.
No. The Anglo-American.
Yeah.
The big mining company. Anglo, English, American.
Yeah.
So they're stealing all our stuff and now China's in on the act as well. So that's a problem. But there's countries in Africa today that condone slavery.
Yeah.
What is Julius doing about that? Because he wants one Africa.
Yeah.
He's doing nothing. He only blames the whites. And the whites aren't the biggest slave owners of history. So, no, you know, I got a big problem with him, eh? Well, his views, actually, not him.
Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
I think he's a good leader.
Yeah.
But I think he's got terrible views.
What are your thoughts with that?
First thing that I think Julius is just, he's just a pure colonialist himself. So he can't come in and speak all colonialism and all of that, but when he's doing that himself, because he's not even changing anything that's like coming from America. He just rides with it. Yeah, he acts like he's fighting everything, but nothing really changes. And all of this thing with the LGBTQ and all of this, he's also pushing for that.
Yeah.
And that's there's nothing African about that. We all know that. So I think he's just a big hypocrite. I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really African for boys to chop their genitals off.
No way.
That's really an African thing.
No ways.
And what about all the black leaders that had slaves? In South Africa?
Yeah.
Like Shaka didn't have any slaves.
Our great king Shaka.
Dingaan didn't have any slaves.
Yeah. Kombata was selling them. Was a big, big slave.
Yeah, and Kombata's name is very similar to Kominati, which is the vaccine.
That's hectic. I personally think that politics is politics. At some point it gets ugly, no matter what side you're on. I mean, we've seen it with the Republicans and the Democrats in America and stuff like that, where the Republicans, a lot of the things that they stand for are things that we would stand for and stuff. But when you go into the politics of how they do things and stuff, we don't agree with a lot of the things that they do. So it's the same thing with Queen Elizabeth, with the monarchy and all of these. The moment there's politics involved and power goes to one person and all of these things, there's always going to be an ugly situation. But to say that they're good for nothing is basically being a hypocrite, I would say, for Julius Malema.
Yeah, unless they are satanic lizards.
Yeah. That's deep. Maybe the name Elizabeth.
Wow. <That's joking. laughs> Now, going into this whole thing.
That was a day joke. You ripped mine off.
No, Pastor Kevin, your one was like,
it was brilliant.
You had to think about mathematics and stuff.
Yeah, my family didn't rate her as a ruler. What we see in a project. I mean, that was a good one.
Because then you have to go into like mathematics. Geography, like if you don't understand, if you don't know these
start
things.
Looking for your coordinates.
But now going into this whole theory, because if you go on Google, they call it conspiracy theories and stuff like that, of this whole lizard thing and stuff. But first, I actually want to start with the whole Christian part of it. You guys watched a video. I'm ashamed to say that I've not watched the same video. Mm. I'm so sorry, guys. But you guys watched the video where the guy was explaining.
Yeah, stuff. Jay Dyer.
Yeah. Mm. So do you want to quickly go through what the video spoke about?
Look, Jay Dyer, what he does is, and you've got to be careful about writing Jay Dyer off. Mm. Because Jay Dyer is not like a lot of these guys who make videos.
Hmm.
A lot of these guys who make videos of things they've watched on videos.
Yeah.
Jay Dyer studies their books.
Yeah.
So when he starts speaking about the World Economic Forum, he's read their books.
Mm.
When he starts speaking about Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, he's read the book.
Yeah.
When he starts speaking about what the Fourth Industrial Revolution is all about, he's read the book by Klaus Schwab called Fourth Industrial Revolution. And you read excerpts directly out of that. Now, one of the things he goes into is a dissertation of a history of the royal family. And just a couple of key thoughts that I got out of the video myself that I shared. And, you know, if it was on YouTube, we'd share the link on the broadcast. Mm. But, you know, I don't know if we can. But anyway. Mm. But so he speaks about a lot of the things that was done. Because obviously Queen Elizabeth was Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah.
So there was the Elizabethan period, which is around when Shakespeare was around. Mm. And he speaks about a lot of the writers, which include Shakespeare. And books that were written that actually, put down a framework, a thinking framework of how they wanted to develop things in terms of the royal family. Now, one of the things he's talking about also, coming from their own writings, was the fact that one of the statements he made in this particular video about the royal family, and it came out just after Queen Elizabeth died, and one of the things he said was, for example, that Islam... they're allowing Muslims into the UK, and it's part of their philosophy to actually destroy the church. Mm. That's one of the things that he said. Mm. So, you know, with that, it comes out of their writings. It comes out of books commissioned by the first Queen Elizabeth, and he mentions a number of the authors from that period. I can't remember the one name now. It's escaped me. I don't know if you can remember.
Name of the book?
Yeah, there was one particular book that was particularly a definition of the culture, but I can't remember it right now.
The Something Game.
Not that one. There was another one. But something with fairy. But anyway, I can't remember now. And all of that stuff. I mean, these books were commissioned by them and these writings came from them. And there's some very weird stuff that came out, you know, from the British royal family. Also, the Duke of Edinburgh, you know, Prince Philip, he more than once said publicly that if he died, he'd want to be reincarnated as a deadly virus because there's far too many people. And that was Queen Elizabeth's husband. Now, if you know the history of Queen Elizabeth, her family was very unhappy when she chose to marry him. She fell in love with this guy. And I mean, he did give her a lot of hell. And also, there is a story that says that Diana warned William and Harry not to be part of the Committee of 300. So there's this, you know, this thing called the Committee of 300. And Klaus Schwab and all of them are part of this Bill Gates. And, you know, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I'm going to be honest with you, especially looking at the World Economic Forum and the stuff these guys put out. And that then she was killed. Now, some people say Charles killed her. In my research, I tend to believe it wasn't him that killed her. All right. So Jay Dyer said all of this stuff, and I think a lot of it he said is true. However, I rate people by what they say.
Yeah.
And the Queen was very forthright about her Christian faith on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I remember it was around 2000 somewhere where she spoke in a Christian message about many people who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then she said, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Now, when someone says that about themselves, I'm not going to question them.
Yeah.
And I didn't see, I mean, I've seen a lot of videos of things claiming things that the Queen did. But I never saw her do that stuff. So it's hearsay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to testify that in a court of law. So I'm not going to say that. What I'm saying is what she said to me indicates she's a believer, because people that aren't believers don't say the kind of things she said. She said very Christian stuff in a very Christian way that normally only believers would say.
Yeah.
You know, non-believers will say things in a roundabout way and they'll con you, but they won't actually say what she said, like as a Christian. And you know, Jesus, many people have their faith and and I'm one of them, and he provides an example for me on how I live my life. That's a very Christian thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, so other people say she's a satanic lizard.
Black Knight?
I believe
so. Sorry, you must comment first on the Jay Dyer thing. Yeah. Didn't you watch it?
Yes, I did.
I actually saw him watching it.
First things first, I just like how he started the whole thing, taking it from the Bible and showing people that I'm not saying I'm for this, but I'm not saying that I'm against it. Like, he's just accepting that this system is actually a good system because it's been historically...
He says he's a monarchist.
Yeah.
And to be honest, he was quite convincing. You know, so, you're either a monarchist or like a Republican.
Yeah.
Not as in the Republican Party. Because and I found his arguments quite convincing, to be honest.
Because sure. I also look at it. I know we have your left and right, but I think a lot of people would actually agree with more of the right than the left. The left, yes, we want, but not all of it. In fact, just a little of it, where we want change there and there. But because I think about it, if we have to go change everything, like Trump used to say, it's true. Next thing you know, they're changing our Bibles. They're changing Jesus. They're going to change everything because that's the whole mind of a liberal, to just break away from the old and just let's start new. I don't really agree with that system, because like how I am who I am because of what I was taught by my parents, and I followed that and it built me to be there. It was beautiful. I listened to everything he said.
Yeah, and obviously the monarchy in Britain, so I mean, it came out in a corrupt way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that you know, one of the kings, King Henry, whatever, you know, he wanted to get divorced. And the Catholic Church doesn't allow divorce. So they created the Church of England. And they cancelled the Catholic Church out of England. So that's how the Church of England came to be formed. And they put the king as the head of the church. Sure. But so now what you're doing, and this is what's pretty biblical, is you're merging the king or the queen with the church,
yeah,
with God.
Yeah.
And the queen was very good at talking about how she relies on God.
In fact,
so she brought God into it. So God is brought totally into the monarchy. Even now, if you're looking at a funeral, I've been watching a lot of it. It's incredibly Christian.
Yeah.
In fact, sorry, just the last point. There was a time where, I think with George, there was a problem, and the Soviets were trying to get in and all of that. They were teaching. They're trying to bring in the schools and all. Then the church stood up and like they listened to the church. The church started marching. The priests were out and all of that. And then George was like, "Okay, we can't as long as the people." That was cool, especially as long as the church stood. You know, that was cool. Yeah, now
if you've got the church standing.
Yeah.
And your monarch is the head of the church, and the monarch is with the church and listens to the church. Yes. And the monarch, part of their oath is that they're the defender of the faith.
Government was supposed to work like
that. So government submits to the monarch, who's the defender of the faith. That's quite powerful for me.
That works.
So to be honest, I've been listening to Nigel Farage a lot, and I'm going to be honest, I have a whole new respect for the British system.
Sure.
I think it's much better than us. I'm going to be honest. Yeah,
I just wanted to read an extract from the Queen's Christmas message in 2014, and this is what she wrote in it. She says, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate today, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life, a role model of reconciliation and forgiveness. He stretched out his hands in love, acceptance, and healing. Christ's example has taught me to seek, to respect, and value all people of whatever faith or none." So that's what she wrote in
You could criticize that if you want to be a hyper theologian type thing.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm going to be honest. I don't see a non-Christian talking like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, since we said...
That to you?
No. Honestly, no.
I don't see Prince Andrew talking like that. I can't see him saying that.
Yeah, no. So now one of the things that have come out, so obviously that's that aspect of stuff and, well, what we've seen, what everyone has seen in terms of the Queen and things like that, all that we've spoken is what either we've seen or you go and read. If you actually go and read all her Christmas messages and stuff, she always speaks about Jesus Christ and celebrating.
She was very strong on it.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
I don't see another world leader in our time that speaks as strongly about Jesus as what the Queen did.
Yeah. But now on the other side of it, there are people who claim that she was part of the reptilian elite. It is a group of elite people that are satanic. They call them blood-drinking, flesh-eating, shape-shifting, extraterrestrial reptilian humanoids. That's what this is. I'm reading from the time. I'm reading from the time. It's under the conspiracy theories section. And
no, but that's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they are saying. And the article, I'm not going to read the whole article, I'm just going to skim through it, speaks about the fact that there are leaders, are corporate executives, Oscar winning, whatever. And then in a book that was published in 1998 called The Biggest Secret, which contained interviews with two Brits who claim members of the royal family are nothing more than reptiles with crowns, basically saying that they are part of the reptilian elite. Icke even claims that the lizards are being...
Is that David Icke?
Yes. David Icke, sorry, who was a former BBC sports reporter, basically claims that the lizards are behind secret societies like the Freemasons and the Illuminati. Since earning the debut title of Paranoid of the Decade in late 1990s, Icke has the global conspiracy... Sorry. Icke has written several books on the topic, including the latest work, The David Icke Guide to the Global Conspiracy, while operating his own website, complete with merchandise and adverts.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you ask me if there's collusion, for sure.
Yeah.
If you just look at what's happened to the electricity infrastructure around the world,
mm-hmm.
if you look at how gay marriage proliferated around the world, there's so many things like this. It's all climate change stuff and the United Nations and all of this.
Mm.
There is definitely something there.
Yeah.
The second thing is if you read the Bible, the Bible is clear. Who is the God of this age? Satan is the God of this age.
Yeah.
And everyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is being used by him.
Mm.
So is there orchestration happening at a supernatural level at the end of Satan?
Mm.
Yes, I fully believe that.
Mm.
Now, everything that David Icke says, and a lot of people who've made videos based on what he says and all of this, you need to understand, David Icke himself, I have a far bigger issue with his beliefs. All right, because he's got this, you know, universal, the secret type of belief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what he's into. He's into that kind of stuff. And I'm sorry, I've got a problem with it. And therefore, when I look at his religious belief versus the beliefs that were expressed by Elizabeth, I'm going to go with Elizabeth. Because she, what she expressed lined with the Bible so often. Now, obviously, there is a chance that that was just a facade. There is a chance. But we don't, none of us are going to know that. That's the first thing. And so I'm always going to rate people on what they say, not what other people say about them.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to rate people on what they say. And when I look at what she said, and I look at what David Icke says from a supernatural, religious, spiritual point of view, I'm with Elizabeth.
Hmm.
I'm not with David Icke. So he's talking about all these Satanists and, you know, all of these sorts of things. But he's very much like another a number of these other commentators that come out. They've come out with this whole universalism, New Age type thing themselves. And David Icke himself promotes a type of New Age.
Yeah.
So if I look at Elizabeth, I rate her on what she said. Even now when I look at Prince Charles, who's become King Charles III, I've had a big problem with him up until now because of what he said about things like climate change.
Yeah.
And some of the things he's proposed are going to be disastrous for all of us, you know, mere mortals.
Yeah.
However, if I listen to what he said since he's become king, I have some hope.
Hmm.
I have some hope. And I just want to say this. Now, again, I'm going to give you a yesay. But so I've heard all of this stuff. But one of the things that I've also heard was that they wanted to go to a digital moneyless currency already as far back. Their aim was to do it by 1995. And what I heard is that Queen Elizabeth stopped it. And if that is true, and I suspect it is, so I can't prove it, but I do suspect it's true, she was a huge friend to all of us. Not everything she believed was good, you know, but she, and I think she believed she was fighting for the right thing. And if King Charles becomes a bastion of freedom, fighting for the freedom of people, I'm going to support him. Because there's not many leaders around the world that are fighting for that. But that we're only going to know in the future. So I'm not going to rate him on what he's done in the past. I'm going to rate him now. And I heard yesterday that his approval rating amongst Brits is 73%, which has shocked me. He's very popular right now. And he's handling things very well. And I just want to say one last thing, then Black Knight can just give a comment on his view. But, you know, they had the Scottish National Party, which runs, they're the majority party in the Scottish Parliament. And their reason for existence is the removing Scotland from Great Britain. All right, you with me? Yeah, there they're all over. The Queen of Scots, they're waxing lyrical about Queen Elizabeth. They're just pouring over King Charles, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, but you guys want to leave Britain. It doesn't make sense. Anyway.
I'll stick on her goal. And I think, if I'm mistaken, you will correct me, Pastor. It was this Queen, the second, that had a aim to have like a world peace, war, and, or was it the first one? Because they literally gave up their family, making that one marry. So that whenever there is war, no, all of these countries are actually family. We don't actually have to fight. So for me, that's literally her sticking to the whole point of seeing on how she views Jesus as the Prince of Peace. And that's what she's been trying to do the whole time. I remember even watching with the death of Diana. She didn't want to go out, but she eventually went out because knowing if she doesn't go out, it's going to cause problems. Every time there would be a decision, almost all of them were based on her people. if her people say something or don't like something, she'll literally come out and answer her people and speak to her, which is, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. All of these leaders of ours that are busy talking a lot and saying whatever they can say about her now, they wouldn't do that. And as old as she was, she would literally try by all means to try and communicate with her people and actually answer and be accountable to her people. So if that's evil, then I'll rather have that evil than the evil we have now.
You know, so Black Knight's cool with that. He's giving me two thoughts, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. The first is obviously with the thing with Diana. I mean, that's what was put out in the press at the time, that she didn't want to do what... I've heard other people, insiders, who said the exact opposite. She was just trying to follow royal protocol. Okay, she was trying to follow what was right.
No, in terms she was of, forced.
No. I'm talking about with Diana.
Oh.
That's why she didn't say anything at first.
Oh.
Then she came out because she saw the reaction of the people. But what I also heard is her and Diana were friends until Diana was killed.
Sure.
They had a close relationship.
Yeah.
And they had many of the same aims. But the second thing is, you know, think of our politicians like Julius Malema. Now, what happens in the UK, doesn't matter how bombastic the politician is. Mm. Have you seen how meek and mild they come when they go in the presence of the monarch?
True. Mm. True.
Okay? And isn't it good if your politician's got someone like that?
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, no.
And that Nigel Farage has taught me now in this last week watching, because I've been watching him. Mm. And I've been fascinated. And I'm thinking, you know, if you've got a king there, and the king is neutral, so the people's will governs, but they say, hey, to this body, watch yourself.
Mm. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. One thing my dad once said to me was, he was having a conversation with someone, and he said, which is kind of a biblical thing as well, and he spoke about the fact that if you are the head of the house and the people in the house don't respect you, then there's a problem. And stuff. So it's the same with the Queen. We can have all our thoughts about the Queen and all of these things, but the people of Britain respected her tremendously and stuff, and that speaks a lot about her rule and things.
Yeah, and I've been surprised how much they're respecting Charles now.
Yeah.
Mm. I've been shocked. Yeah. And if he changes, I'll support him. No, he said terrible things last year and the year before.
Oh, if he changes to good. Oh, okay.
No, if he starts saying good, okay. Well, what he said so far has been brilliant. I've been impressed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I've been impressed.
Yeah. In Galatians 1 verse 11 to 12, it says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I do not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously David Icke talks about her as being lizards, and that she comes with something for that's from out of this world. And, you know, Queen Elizabeth many times preached the gospel, I'm going to be honest. And that is from out of this world.
Oh.
And it's an out of this world message about a hope that people can have beyond the grave. Mm. I mean, what human being could come up with the story of the cross? All the other religions are honor. Now, I'm saying the ones are honor. They talk about people are intrinsically good and society corrupts him. Even Islam. Mm. What does the Bible teach? You're born filthy. You need a savior.
Mm.
There's sin in your DNA. And if I look at people, as soon as they can talk, they lie. As soon as they can take things with their hands, they steal. And they know they're wrong, but they do it anyway. Little kids, they do stuff they know is wrong. So, you know, when I look at that, the Bible's right. I'm convinced. And I've also got a good idea that the Queen was convinced as well, but I'm not going to go against what she says. One last thing I want to say. I've spoken about Charles. So he said all that bad stuff. But one of the virtues of the Christian gospel, if a person changes today and they change what they want to do into the future, a Christian, because of the whole gospel of grace, has the ability to change with him and not to hold that previous stuff. And the typical example of this was, that there from Galatians, all right? It was Galatians, eh?
Mm.
Yeah. Yes. I got a fight for a second. Okay. What was Paul before he got saved? He was arresting Christians and killing them.
Yeah.
What was he after he got saved? He's propagating the gospel. The church went with him.
Yeah.
That's how we are. The world can't do that.
Mm.
All right? And the Queen could.
Mm.
True. The Queen could. So just, you know, I know what the media said about the Queen and Diana. But I've heard from insiders that the Queen was pretty shattered when the divorce happened with Charles and Diana.
Yeah. This has been an amazing show. I think this has been one of my favorite shows this whole year. I'm just saying. Not that our other shows haven't
Please
been
share
good. It has really been awesome. And but
if you share
really
it with your
like
people with that title, I'm sure they'll listen.
But I would really like to know what your thoughts are about the Queen. Where do you stand and stuff? So share your thoughts on our social media platforms. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin,
Pastor Gavin Inslin, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.